A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. We hear in Paul's letter to the Philippians about the sacrifice of Jesus. He became human. This is his sacrifice. And this is the first reading, also on Palm Sunday, of the Passion. Today we have the reading of Matthew's Passion. We follow the human Jesus to his death. I believe the account of Jesus in the garden gives us a picture of his suffering as a human. Gethsemane was probably a private garden, no doubt that of a wealthy friend who frequently would have let Jesus use it to get away to pray. Jerusalem was crowded, noisy, without many gardens. So here Jesus needs time to pray and probably hide. He is human. He may be thinking, perhaps they may not find him there. It is not an attempt to escape, but to delay the inevitable so that he could obtain the maximum amount of courage to endure what was coming to him. The upper room would have been easily raided, and he knew by this time he was a hunted man. He prays to his Father. He prays with extreme candor. It is the only one of the accounts that uses the term Abba Daddy. Jesus has his friends there, but they fall asleep. They are exhausted from the intensity, the excitement, the rush. He desperately needs companionship. We know from Sister Helen Prejean, who stays with people on death row to the moment of their death, how important this is. She tells them that she will be in the next room. She says they should look through the glass into her eyes, and they will have courage to endure the death. Here in Gethsemane, Jesus is looking into the eyes of his Father. And his Father does not fail him. It is there he finds courage. Jesus is young. He's in his 30s. He does not want to die. He knows quite well that crucifixion is what awaits him. The Romans used crucifixion to keep the people fearful and therefore under control. It was almost like a sport for them. Many, many people died this way, and it was a cruel but very common occurrence. Furthermore, it would be safe to say that Jesus does not fully understand why this has to be. His Father is not willing this for him. Would a father will for his son or daughter to be nailed to a cross? What his Father willed for him was to remain faithful to his call, to draw all to love, to compassion, to freedom. His father was giving him courage, strength, and a parent's full support of love and understanding to carry out to completion this awesome mission. In modern day language, Jesus is a martyr for the sake of love. He accepts this death just as he accepted his human life, which of course implied some kind of death, just as it does for all of humanity. Our prayer can and should move us to this same kind of intimate trust and candor about our lives. This is the beginning of Holy Week. It's the most important week of our Christian faith, far more important than Christmas. I urge each of us to look for the schedules of the churches in our area and to find a community where we can go and be and celebrate this wonderful, awesome week of Jesus moving through his passion and death to resurrection.